Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We're continuing our study this week on the subject of love. 1 Corinthians 13 gives us an in-depth description of love in action. What does it look like? It's not just a vague concept. It is not just a feeling or an emotion. Love is an action, and love is a choice that we make every single day. We choose to walk in love every day, or we choose to withhold love and to not walk as God has called us to walk. We discussed yesterday that in 1 Corinthians 13, we find this love chapter wedged between chapter 12 and chapter 14, which both describe spiritual gifts. And for those believers who desire to live a spiritual life, to pursue spiritual things, it's very important to understand that in God's heartbeat and in God's mind, the heart of spirituality, or you could say the very center of it, and we find this love chapter right in the middle of two chapters on spiritual gifts, the very heart of the matter to God is that a Christian reflect God himself, and God is love. According to 1 John 4:8, we are to have a life that is centered in love itself. And that love must not just be us receiving God's wonderful love for ourselves, but also we are to walk in that love towards every person we encounter in life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we are continuing today to look at what it is that love will demonstrate to other people. What will it look like? What is it? In verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 13, we find these words, "Love does not envy." It may be hard to imagine how envy would be a demonstration of not walking in love, but consider this definition. If envy is the feeling of displeasure after observing the prosperity of others, then perhaps it's easier to understand that if you feel envious, you're not too pleased when you see another person's prosperity, material prosperity, or prosperity in their family life, or whatever type of prosperity you observe. If you have a feeling of displeasure or unkindness or jealousy, you are not walking in love, because a person who walks in love is able to rejoice with those who rejoice. Or a person who walks in love can be moved to pray and intercede for the unsaved rich person that they observe without jealousy regarding that person's state in life in comparison with their own. Love is never envious. Love is able to look at other people's situations in life and rejoice with them or pray for them, whatever would be appropriate in the situation. Love is never envious. Verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 13 goes on to say, love does not parade itself. Or another translation says, love is not boastful or does not display itself haughtily. A prideful spirit always esteems itself more highly than others, and it displays its lack of love by despising other people's opinions or considering other people's opinions and their desires as less important than its own. Love is not boastful. Love is not prideful. That prideful spirit thinks more highly of itself when love thinks more highly of others. Oftentimes in a marriage, it's been observed that one individual in the marriage will think their opinion is much more important than the other person's opinion. That is not walking in love. Love esteems the other more highly than itself. This is an important characteristic or attribute of love in action. If you're a married person, are you esteeming the other person's desires, opinions, thoughts as more important than your own? In other words, you're giving them grace, you're giving them value, you're considering the other person's wishes and desires above your own. You're willing to lay down your own opinion, lay down your own desires for the other person. Jesus said that there's no greater love than this, than to lay down your life for your friend. And when you're married, your spouse needs to be that friend that you lay down your life for. It's a choice. Love is a choice. Love is not an emotion. Love is a choice of your actions. And it's a choice to obey the will of God for your life, because God has called us to walk in love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, "Love does not behave rudely." We live in a society where rudeness is almost exalted. Rudeness is displayed in the movies, on the television, with almost an arrogant pride. Rude remarks, clever rude remarks are applauded. And yet God says in His Word that love does not behave rudely. Critical words spoken to another person, about another person, are a violation of the law of love. Whether those critical words are spoken in public, where you literally embarrass someone else by making fun of them or teasing them, but in a critical way in front of others. I've observed this with spouses, criticizing in a joking way the cooking of the wife or the habit of the husband, but they do so publicly at the expense, perhaps, of that other individual. That's a violation of the law of love, because love protects, love covers, love honors the other person. Don't let critical words, which is a rude behavior, be the mark of your life. You're violating God's law of love when you behave rudely. If you are critical with your words, harsh with your words to your spouse in private, you're violating that law of love again. It's very important to say to the Lord and ask God, "Show me, see if there be any wicked way in me," which was David the psalmist's prayer. "Look in my heart, Lord, search my heart and know me." God wants to show us areas of our life where we're not walking in love, because this is the most important attribute of the Christian life, is this life of love. The Word of God tells us in Romans that love is the fulfillment of the law. So to God, love is the primary attribute He looks for. It's the primary fruit He searches for in the life of a believer, because it's a reflection of God's character. In Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, except that which is good for building up others, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Rude words don't impart grace. Rude words don't build up. Love does not behave rudely. Crass behavior, poor manners, and even joking or coarse jesting, as the scripture says, are not becoming to a Christian who's called to walk in love. Why would poor manners be a violation of the law of love? Do you realize that even simple things such as table manners demonstrate whether or not you value other people? When people are rude with their table manners, they are saying that they don't care about the other people at the table. I taught my son, since he was a young boy, that it was very important to have good table manners, because you're showing love to the other people. You may not care how you eat, but it does affect the people you are eating with. So these are very simple things, but love does not behave rudely. Let's just take a quick rudeness test and consider whether any of these things have been demonstrated in your life. Have you ever been rude to a store clerk because you didn't like the store's return policy? Have you ever been rude on the phone to someone because of their company's poor service or because of your own frustration over a poor product? Have you ever been rude to a public official because you didn't like the rules that their agency is governed by? Have you ever found yourself being rude or impatient with a waiter or waitress in a restaurant for slow service, even when it's obvious the restaurant's understaffed and the waiter or waitress is probably serving 10 or more people? I give you these very simple, everyday examples for this one purpose. The scripture tells us love is not rude, and Jesus said that they will know you are my disciples by your love for one another. And God wants us walking in love, and love is never rude. Ask the Lord to help you in your everyday life to show the love of God and the grace of God when you interact with people in every spectrum of life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious day and walk in love. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.